One Utah lawmaker wants to regulate artificial intelligence in political ads. Senator Wayne Harper is behind Senate Bill 131, which would help ensure Utahns are not being misinformed. The bill would require candidates to disclose if AI is used in political advertisements or not use it at all. Karthik Ramakrishnan is the founder and CEO of Armilla AI. He says officials should focus more on regulating artificial intelligence models to ensure that mis- and disinformation don't fall through the cracks.
Technology has advanced to such a degree that we can't even distinguish when something is faked. Is that a good thing? In and of itself, it's not a bad thing. It's the usage of this and by whom that it matters.
The Federal Communications Commission recently banned robocalls that use voices generated by AI. Ramakrishnan contends it'll be hard to prevent AI-generated content from being produced, which is why he thinks Utah's proposed law is a step in a better direction. Ramakrishnan contends rather than solely focusing on the negatives, politicians should also use AI in their favor.
If a official or a candidate wanted to leverage AI, have their voice generated in multiple languages when they call certain demographics, tailor their message to a specific constituency, instead of recording 50 or 70, 100 different variations, they can have an AI generate those and speak to their potential voters.
But data from Pew Research Center shows Americans are increasingly cautious about the growing role of AI in their lives, with 52% of Americans reporting they're more concerned than excited about AI in daily life. For companies and organizations that use AI, Ramakrishnan encourages them to willingly submit themselves to a third-party audit and post the results on their websites to instill more confidence and transparency. He suggests people in Utah and around the country cast a more critical eye or ear on the information they consume, especially in an election year.
We need to have that extra level of filter. Is the plausibility of that being true? And doing our own research, not taking everything at face value, but doing that second or third order research, because this is about voting. This is about democracy. And it's about your franchise.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.